Oh my god. This ice cream is so good. What flavor did you get? Right, okay. Yeah, I think I remember you ordering that one. But how is it? It's so good, right? I used to go to this place all the time when I was younger. But also, that was before I ended up moving away for a while down south. Yeah, it just sucks that we didn't have this one down there. But I guess, you know, I still have a lot of good places to go regardless. With my aunt, yeah. I didn't really tell you at the time, but my parents were struggling a bit financially. And they couldn't see themselves taking care of me in the way that they wanted. So, it was off with her for a little while. But I've already been back here for a few years anyway. I just wish I hadn't procrastinated so much to come back here. 'Cause God, this was so worth it. No, of course. I'd always tell you about stuff like that. You're literally one of my best friends, so you can obviously know about my business. Plus, with all the stuff you've told me over the years, I think it's pretty fair. Oh god, especially with that one girl you used to date. Ugh, she was not great. I can't even remember how many times she had you crying over the phone with me. Okay, but like, three is still too many times, you know? Yes, it was. We were on the phone for at least a couple of hours each, so it was that bad. Remember that time she yelled at you so bad that we ended up talking all night about how it wasn't your fault? And what you would even say to her? No, you were not overreacting. What are you talking about? Are you really trying to defend her over this? She was the worst. What do you mean not that bad? You even talked to me about how she had such a bad habit of... What? What? Are you serious? You haven't told her about this yet, have you? Good, because there is no good explanation as to why you would want to get back together with her. You are honestly way too good for how she was treating you, and I cannot stress this enough. How much more you deserve than someone who would treat you with such constant disrespect. I mean, she barely even saw you as a partner. Meanwhile, you were fighting tooth and nail for a singular crumb of her approval. Yes, you were. You cannot seriously sit here and tell me that she's worth going back to. After every single night that you spent trying to win her over with something different, I would rather you found someone that actually liked you for who you were, instead of following someone and hoping you could be the empty shell they want you to be. You're not so worthless that you deserve the bottom of the barrel with someone like her. No. No, you need to give yourself more credit than that. I get that, like, you might feel lonely at times, but she's not right for you. And it never has been. Going back to her and trying to justify that she might have been right for you, like, that's not the route you should be taking, okay? And you might not think so, but I'm sure you're only doing it because you're lonely. But she's not your only option, and you know that. Because there's just so many other people out there that would want to be with you if you would just let them. I don't know. Maybe you can try a dating app or something. Go to a bar or an event and see who shows up. There's a bunch of different options nowadays. Not like you have to doom yourself to a fate of tearing down your mental health to satisfy one craving. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be a lot better for you to do that than anything with her. Hmm? Well, no, I'm fine. It's just the ice cream is melting a bit, so I should probably be eating it quicker. It's still good, yeah. I'm just not so sure about how much more I want. I mean, yeah, I just ate not long ago, so my eyes were probably bigger than my stomach on this one. Do you ever... No, sorry, never mind. It was nothing, for real. Just a stupid thought. I already forgot about it. No, it wasn't anything important. Look, I don't want to talk about it, okay? Sorry. I didn't mean to be like that. Are you enjoying your ice cream? Yeah, I guess we're both pretty much done with it. Sorry for making things a little weird. It's just that I don't want to see you downplaying yourself like this. Especially to stoop so low as to go back to her, of all people. I don't mean to, like, insult you or anything. It's fine to be lonely, as long as we don't make, you know, bad mistakes because we're lonely, you know? But I'll be here to stop you from making those mistakes if I can. Of course I would. What am I here for if not to be stupid with you or stop you from being too stupid? So do you, like, have an idea on what you want to do next? The whole dating thing. If you want to go to a bar or, like, do an app or something or whatever else. I guess it's not always that easy to put yourself out there. I get it. But try not waiting, like, too long, because I don't want to hear that you're going back to an ex again because you thought you lost something special. That was what you said. You said something special. Have you tried considering to... maybe look into people that you already know? As in, have you ever had any feelings for one of your friends that you know of? No, that's fine. I was just asking. It's okay if you don't know. It's not like you have to go and figure the whole thing out right now. I just thought that maybe it was something you could try and look into if you wanted. Another possible option, I mean, you know? Me? No. What? What do you mean? Like, do I have any partners? Or what about me as in, like... Right, yeah. No, I'm not seeing anybody right now. So, I guess you could say I'm a bit lonely too at times. So, like, I get it. Just a couple of lonely weirdos wandering the park. You're more the weirdo than I am. I'm just here minding my own business. Okay, so... So what? If I told you to look for someone else. You're the one who put your business out there for me to look at. So, all right, I'm hearing a lot of slander going on about me having said a lot of things. But I don't hear anything being pointed at you. You're responsible for some of this too, you know? Exactly. Exactly as I thought. Is it... to say that I might like you. Like is something more than this. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to spring this on you all of a sudden. Well, you say it isn't bad, but is it even a good thing? It's been on my mind for so long, and I get that maybe now is not the best time to say something, but hearing all this talk about your evil ex and finding someone else, it just... it hurts a little too much. No, you don't have to be sorry. I was the one that chose to say it, so being rejected is fine too, and... oh. You're only sorry about hurting me? So then I guess there's possibly another question still on the table. Are you only saying you like me because you feel obligated to? If you don't, then like I get it. I well understand, I swear. It's just something I've wanted to say for my own sake, so not so I'm like... I'm not trying to force you into something. You didn't think I'd like you back? What gave you that impression? I've only been talking to you for how many years now? And you still think, by the way, I'm this close to only you, that I wouldn't have liked you back? Yeah, okay, yeah, I do understand the anxiety. It's not like I thought I'd ever have the courage to say it. I didn't even try hinting to it at any point. Even now, just thinking about it makes my heart beat like crazy. I feel like I can hardly breathe. No, it's okay. Like, I'm okay, I promise. It's really nice to hear that you actually like me, since, I mean, I've been holding that back for a really long time. I mean, oh my god. Watching you be mistreated by your ex all the time had me wanting to do so many things to try and protect you. But, I mean, it wasn't really my place. Is it okay? I probably could have pulled you out of there sooner if I had just told you that I liked you back then. I guess this is what matters, yeah. That I told you now. Because it would have eaten me alive for so much longer if I kept holding it in. Especially if I had to see you start dating some other toxic partner all over again from a weird dating app I sent you to. I mean, that would honestly eat me alive more than the anxiety has. I'm really glad we came out here today and got ice cream. Wow. Even if it's about fully melted at this point. Since you were able to open up to me about what you wanted to do, and I was able to say what I really needed for a long time. Yeah, well, I like you too. And I know that it'll get a little easier to say every time.